Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steeler Nation what's on our minds. I'm Melanie Friedlander. This will be my last Terrible Take before the 2024 NFL Draft kicks off this Thursday. It seems like a year ago that I was on the sidelines at the Shrine Bowl practices in January, getting my first live look at some of the players who might eventually land on the Steelers roster. After endless hours of reviewing scouting reports and college games, plus more mock draft simulations than some of us would like to admit, we will soon get to see the real event and finally have answers to the questions we have been asking since last season ended. The Steelers don't play it too close to the vest when it comes to roster needs and the players they like. Was anyone even a little surprised when they took Najee Harris in the first round? But then again, the draft is fluid. Trades are made, altering the expected picks. Suddenly, the team selecting ahead of the Steelers needs a tackle, not a linebacker. Players can be taken higher than anyone anticipated, or dropped to a lower round for reasons we don't even understand. A run on a certain position can change the entire board. And let's face it, predicting a player's projected rank is one part analysis and one part luck. Because it doesn't matter how much the media or the draft analysts like a player. It all comes down to the team's evaluation, their needs, and whether that player fits in their scheme. The best player available may not be the best option for the team on the clock. If you're like me, you've run the gamut of draft simulations, from NFL to ESPN and PFF, PFN, and the NFL mock draft database. And the disparity of player rankings is somewhat comical. Take cornerback Renardo Green, for example. Depending on the simulator you choose, his big board ranking ranges from 69 overall up to 147. It's hard to know how teams are really valuing players when the range is so broad. And only one team has to like that player, regardless of their alleged value. It's no secret that I want the Steelers to address offensive tackle and center in the first two rounds. Despite the buzz that Duke's Graham Barton has generated, I still think the Steelers will select Georgia tackle Amarius Mims in the first round. History says that centers drop out of the first round, and I have done plenty of mock drafts where Zach Wilson was still available when the Steelers were picking at 51. The team has been lucky sitting tight in the past, as they were back in 2012 when top offensive guard in the draft, Dave DeCastro, slid all the way down to number 24, right into the Steelers' laps. But they can't count on that happening later this week. I would rather see general manager Omar Khan trade up in the second round than take a chance of missing the opportunity to get their center of the future. Then again, that may not be possible if they don't have a trade partner. When Mr. Irrelevant is announced, there will certainly be a few surprises and most likely some disappointments in all the rounds ahead. However the draft turns out, it will be an exciting few days. And after months of discussion and anticipation, I for one can't wait. That's my take. You can follow me on Twitter at GirlSurgeon. Check out The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Follow us on SteelersDepot.com and check out The Terrible Podcast with Dave Bryan and Alex Kazora every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.